you late. Aloha, Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your Tiki Leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew. All right, we're going to try this again. Wow, that was a little loud, but I do not care. I leave everything in a podcast. I don't know if you've noticed this or not.
That's the way to do it.
Isn't it the way?
Yeah.
Don't edit, leave everything in. If you burp by accident, leave it in there. Just the whole...
Yeah, I think editing is of the devil. That's my philosophy.
Again, sitting here with Michael Powell. Michael is back for like two podcasts in a row.
Sweet.
I know. I like it. I found out he lives in the neighborhood. I'm like, hey, do you want to drop by again or do another podcast? Because fucking Ben Roy dropped out again. And I don't want him to feel like sloppy seconds. But then I got to thinking about it and thought, I really enjoyed it. Mike's done this. He has a podcast. Let's do it again.
Hey, okay, sorry.
All right, and some of the criticism that I had on the last podcast I did with you.
Yeah.
One criticism, you may have seen it.
I'm not funny.
No, was not it at all. They really enjoyed the podcast.
Oh, okay.
They actually said they really enjoyed the podcast, but we need to remember it's not on the radio, and we need to cuss more.
Oh, well, fuck that.
Did you see that? And I always forget that. I do. I always sort of forget, and I kind of – I think you would be more like on stage if you just thought of it as just let's
right.
just do this and let it roll off your tongue instead of, well, my mom might hear this.
Oh, yeah. No, that kind of stuff never crosses my mind.
Never.
And our podcast is wide open. So it's always funny when somebody sits down and goes, can we cuss on this? I'm like, yeah.
Say whatever, though.
It's the internet,
want.
Dude.
But then again, I start thinking, all right, I've had all these people from my radio years that follow me on Facebook.
Right.
They're probably clicking onto the podcast.
Oh.
And how do I juggle this of – I've got those radio listeners that are going to go, well, I just didn't appreciate it when you dropped the F word. It was unnecessary.
Right.
So how do you – at one point, I think you have to say, screw it. That's behind me. This is podcast.
You really have to cut the cord, Steve.
I think you do. I think you have to go, fuck it. I'm done. There, see? You just punched out right
there. There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just lost another follower on Twitter.
Oh, my God. Well, that's only 92,000 now. What am I going to do?
We had the Nerf from KTCL on our podcast a couple years ago,
uh-huh.
And he loved it. He was just like fuck. He actually just let it go,
yeah.
And he said it was really weird because putting the headphones on. He says that was his mental cue,
right?
When the headphones were on,
to bring it down.
Yeah, mouth was clean.
Because when I first started doing radio. And I was driving to work, I used to just tell myself, don't say fuck, whatever you do, don't say – and it just to kind of
right.
reinforce it. And after a while, it's the same thing. As soon as you walk in, your brain goes, radio.
Right. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of that was a fun one for me because it was fun to see him in that different light.
And I had a guy the other night come up to me after a show at the Comedy Works, just – bright red, like tears. He could tell he'd been laughing and crying. Just like he goes, oh my God, I was just, this was the most fun I've had. When I saw it was going to be you, I thought, oh shit, that's that radio DJ. And he goes, you weren't that funny on the radio. But he goes, oh my God, I've never laughed so hard in my life. And I had to explain to him, radio, you're allowed to be amusing.
Yeah.
You're amusing.
Yeah.
You're not funny. And I don't care who you are.
Right.
I can't. How many radio guys do you know really funny?
The FCC looks down on funny.
On truly funny. FCC. That's called, yeah. Fuck, can't be funny. Get a fine for that. But that guy was really, I felt good about
that. That's kind of cool, yeah.
And he was like, oh, shit, I don't like this guy.
That fucking radio guy,
yeah.
Again. Oh, my God.
But that's funny.
So it's good. And I think that's what I have to get in my head here. Is
right.
This is completely different. This is not good. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm so glad you tuned in today. Oh, yeah, boy, we got some stories for you this morning.
Oh, that one story we've got.
Oh, can't wait to tell you that. It's coming up after the hour.
Here's the new Taylor Swift. the new Taylor Swift Weezer mashup for you guys.
She has taken over the fucking world.
Isn't she? Yeah, totally.
I mean, seriously, taking
she
over.
She might be the Antichrist.
You think so?
I'm just saying. The Bible said that he'd be beautiful.
He'd be beautiful? I don't remember that in the Bible.
Taylor Swift is a good-looking man.
Taylor Swift is a very good-looking man. Just like Bruce Jenner. Maybe Bruce Jenner is turning into Taylor Swift.
Oh, that could be.
And they get together, they combine forces and take over the world.
Create the beast.
If Bruce Jenner mated with Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine that?
That is a sex tape that will not sell, even with Taylor Swift in it. Nobody. You want to see Bruce Jenner's O face? I don't even know if he can make one. His face is stretched so tight right now. He'd make an O face and pop a seam.
Bruce Jenner sort of looks like what happens when you stretch your ball sack tight to see what it looks like. You ever done that just to see that?
You damn near got a spit take on that one.
So you have done it then. Okay. That's why you almost spit take.
Are we sponsored by Rockstar? Can I mention that we're drinking Rockstars again?
You do mention that. Okay. Because honestly, I drink one about as often as I can.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You showed up last time with two.
I drink them quite a bit because I work all night, so I stay awake. But I brought them over last time. I forgot this time, but you had them.
Well,
ready to go.
Brought to you by Rockstar.
So Bruce Jenner's face.
Yeah.
Where were we? Oh, no, yeah, stretching your ball sack.
Stretching your ball sack.
You know what's funny is...
you have to slick the hair back around your balls, and it gives it that same, I'm turning into a female
you
look.
You really have to... You know, I don't know, man. That's a lot of pulling. That's a lot of pulling in an area I don't really feel like tugging on.
You've tugged on it a lot. You know you have. You have tugged on that bad boy since you were...
I haven't tugged on my balls.
Well, how old were you the first time you tugged on your...
Oh, God.
...junk?
I don't even remember. I'm in elementary school, so way back.
Yeah, but when's the first time you remember tugging on? Because we both have kids.
At least sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have kids, right? You have a boy.
Yeah, I got one little.
So you
one
remember?
Guy.
Hey, take your hands off of it. Get your hands off of it.
Yeah.
At 2 years old.
Oh yeah.
Come on, stop.
Oh, he still runs. He gets out of the bath and just runs through the house, naked boy, and then he shakes his butt in your face.
Yeah.
So
my son will hate to hear this, but he did the exact same thing. Seriously. And you know what he said? Naked baby! That's what he said. He'd go, naked baby!
Yeah. It's great. It's a weird thing. I was thinking about this the other day. It's a weird thing being a parent, and it's just things that come out of your mouth that you never, ever thought you would say.
Like, don't tug at your ball sack?
Well, no. Like, I've actually said, get that out of your butt.
What?
I don't understand it.
Okay.
I don't understand the process.
For a second, I was lost for words.
Why were you putting stuff in your butt?
What was going into his butt?
No, it was one of my girls.
Oh.
It was like a Barbie doll or something.
Did she watch the Kardashians?
Just run. I'm going to be a Kim when I grow up. Please, God, no.
Was she putting a Barbie arm or something up her butt?
Yeah, just like in the crack and like walking around with... Like something.
Oh, like she was holding.
Yeah,
it,
yeah, right. Like holding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not like child services needs
not
to be
like,
called.
Yeah, there was no show me on the doll where he touched you kind of stuff. Show me on the doll where he touched you. Well, let's get it out of her ass first.
And then we can show you. Okay, wipe it off. Speaking of kids, I thought of this the other day. This is so weird and so random, and it probably shows how jacked up my mind is. I saw kids playing in the balls at McDonald's, the trap and play. Is it really a good idea for your kid to find enjoyment surrounded by balls?
I don't really have a problem with that. I have a problem with the urine content in the ball pit.
I've never seen them cleaned.
Yeah.
Ever. No. Have you ever seen them closed for cleaning?
No.
No.
I think they just figure the kids clean it when they run through there. I don't know. No, I've never thought that. That is just you.
But it did dawn. I did think of that. But I don't know why I even put that together. Of like, your little son, your child, is finding enjoyment with balls
surrounded
all over
by balls.
Him. Just balls in his face. You know, could this lead him down the wrong road, or could it lead your daughter down the wrong road?
I think you're right with the long road.
The long end.
A cat is harassing you.
I know. The cat really is harassing
me. Oh, my God.
This is Rain, the giant cat.
Okay.
And I was down here the other day trying to do some actual voiceover work. I was recording actual tracks for a TV show. And this cat was doing this to me. And you know how hard it is to be professional and undistracted when a cat, like 4 feet tall, stands up and slaps you in the face.
What?
Pay attention to me.
I'm over here. Man, that cat's huge. All right.
So back to stretching balls.
Back to stretching balls. Bruce Jenner's face. The guy's terrifying.
Toys in your kids' butt.
And toys in... You know, that's a... I think we've covered it. Good night, folks.
That was the Aerosmith album, wasn't it?
Yeah, toys in the butt.
Toys in the butt.
Toys! Toys! In your butt! I think that was... If not, I bet that was one of the original lyrics.
It probably had where he got the idea. That's where I'm thinking. Because, you know, you've heard that about Beatles songs, that they were originally like this, and then the words changed by the time. I bet at some point Steven Tyler told his daughter, Liv, get that Barbie arm out of your butt.
I would be terrified to know what Steven Tyler's thought processes were for some of his songs.
Well, how about when he use her in, like, one of his rock videos?
It was
Like she was like a half-naked child runaway or something? And,
yeah, there was. That wasn't weird at all.
Not at all. Well, speaking of weird, I wasn't going to bring this up, but I will, because you posted a picture of me with a pink dog last week. Why do you have a T-shirt on from a gay bar? Just
well,
out of curiosity.
First of all, it's not a gay bar.
Oh, it is, because I can tell. It's got this. It's got the guy. Isn't
it's
that,
a...
Wait. That's Al Pacino in Cruising on your cover of that shirt.
It's not a gay bar. It's a gay sex club.
Oh, that's different.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I figured while we're trying to figure out what remasculate actually means, you know, with pink
poodles.
Are
you saying there's some confusion?
Yeah, there's a little, we're all, you know, we're exploring possibilities, what remasculate could mean. I would wear a T-shirt from a gay sex club, and, you know, we just take that stroll and figure out what exactly remasculate means.
Well, while we do that, I want to find out the story behind why... A straight man, supposedly straight man, with two kids.
I would like to say allegedly.
Who had things stuck up, children with things in their butt, has an S&M shirt on.
I was in Chicago with my good friend Mac Ellis, and he threatened to buy me a T-shirt from the, it's called the Bijou Theater.
Okay, for those that know Chicago and the Bijou Theater,
would easily understand that.
They're like, oh my God, Bijou.
It's actually a pretty infamous place. totally off track. Two blocks down from the Bijou was a bar. It's now completely empty, shut down. Was one of the bars that it was originally a gay bar that Jeffrey Dahmer picked up one of his victims in.
Right by this place
right
that you
were
in the
place.
T-shirt?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's...
And since you couldn't get a T-shirt there...
I couldn't.
You decided, this is close enough.
A little notoriety. Anyway. Mac, you know, he's... I don't want to say he's homophobic. He's just got his opinions. And he always threatened to buy me this... Buy me a T-shirt from the Bijou.
So this is... Wait, let's back up just a little bit. So he's not homophobic. He just... So that is the new way to describe...
I'm trying to not call him out.
Okay. That's all I want. Just trying to figure out.
Okay. I put it this way. Mac is the kind of guy, just because of his accent, when he's talking about a T-shirt being white versus a T-shirt being colored, just him saying that in context of a T-shirt sounds incredibly racist. And it's only because of his accent. Not because he is. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So he always threatened to buy me a shirt from the Bijou, and
I'm gonna get you one of them shirts.
I told him, I said, dude,
I'm gonna buy one of them.
You walk into the Bijou Theater and buy the shirt. I'll wear it whenever you want to. And our last week in Chicago, he did. So I actually wound up wearing it the next day to his brother's 4th of July picnic that we had.
And everybody went, is there something you need to tell us?
I'm like, no, but I'll have another hot dog.
Get it out of your butt. Them's are eating hot dogs. I don't know where you're from. Them's are eating hot dogs.
Them's are eating hot dogs. I like that.
So, no, tell the story. I love the part when you were describing how he dropped back in line.
So he went in, bought a couple of shirts for some other people that he hates, I guess. I don't know. Went up to the red. you got to understand the Bijou, first of all. It's legitimately a sex club. Like, you pay a membership fee and you
it's
go in.
It's an old
in.
Movie theater turned sex
yeah,
club.
Yeah, so there's a theater in there. There's a toy shop. If you can go to their website, I think it's bijoutheater.com. I'm not sure, but it's...
You know that offhand, don't you?
Has the... yeah, because I couldn't make that up. But yeah. It's listed on their website. The second floor is called Blowjob Alley.
Uh-huh.
They've got pictures of their sex dungeons with their swings and all the stuff. And then they've got this lovely outdoor patio area where you can
do
whatever
this?
You want. It's all from the website.
Right, Bob. All right.
Anyway.
Okay.
So he goes in, buys the shirts, standing at the register. And he just looks at the guy and he goes, let me ask you a question. Any girls in here? And so the guy didn't even crack a smile or anything. Just goes, no.
No.
And then looked over at the curtain and said, you want to take a peek? And Mac, I guess, thought, well, I've...
Your buddy thought, I'll look in?
I've come this far down the rabbit hole. No innuendo intended there. So he walked into the curtain. It was the theater with a movie playing, and that's when he just, you know, I'm pretty sure Lynyrd Skynyrd was playing in his head. Give me two steps, and he just backed out of the place. We actually saw him come out backwards out of the building.
What do they have in there?
I've seen things, man.
I've seen things I can't unsee.
So yeah, kudos to Mac for.
Well, kudos to you for having the stretched-out balls to wear that in public.
Kudos for you for having the Jenner balls to walk around with that shirt on.
Well, back to Jenner.
Yeah.
He is being now harassed at his country club. For years, he's played golf at this country club, and nobody has said anything. The article I read today said there's been people that have wondered and guessed what's going on, but they've all been polite. But now recently...
You know, as polite as country club folk can be.
Well, it depends on what kind of country club. You know, there's the higher country club, and then there's the, what the fuck is that country club? Like the Grizzly Rose.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's,
is the Grizzly Rose classified as a country club?
Isn't it? They play country music, and it's a club.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. We're getting into semantics. This is great. Okay.
Well, you meant like, this is a country club.
Well, that's what I think of when I think of country
club. I'm sure that's what Bruce Jenner belongs
to. That's true.
But I'm sure a couple of people from the other country club have gotten in to the country club. Because apparently they're harassing him. Like, one guy threatened to cut off his hair.
Wow.
That's what his article said. Because he has that new hairstyle called the ombre.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yeah, the two-toned hair. We used to just call it your fucking roots have grown out.
Yeah, right.
But now it's called the ombre.
You need to get your hair did, son.
Yeah, and somebody threatened to cut off his hair.
The ombre. That's... Okay, so I'm just looking at his...
Are you Googling it?
No, I'm looking... Okay, there it is. Oh! Wow, he is gorgeous.
He is gorgeous! See? The two-tone... Doesn't that look like your the female gym teacher in every high school you ever had?
It kind of, you know, it kind of reminds me of some of the bands back in the mid '90s.
It's Whitesnake,
isn't that? Wow, when did the hair thing happen? I always saw him with short hair. When
no, he's been growing it out for quite a while. He's got the boobs that are coming in, or they say.
He does have boobs. There's a picture of him.
Yeah. Have you not been following this?
No, story? I haven't.
Oh, I thought you... That's why I brought it up
no.
to you. I just assumed everybody was just following this and creeped out as...
No,
even,
not at
even
all.
His estranged wife.
Seriously, do you think he
See?
Went... Do you think he went to the plastic surgeon and said, give me the Heidi Fleiss?
And what is the Heidi Fleiss? That's an almost hot chick.
I kind of want to look like a girl, but I also kind of want to look like Skeletor. Okay. We got you covered.
I'll get you yet, He-Man.
Yeah, he's...
He's in transition, wouldn't you say?
Well, see, I...
And even Christianer said, look, I don't know what's going on, but, you know, more power to him. What?
You know what? I don't want to
speak your mind.
I don't want to kill the story, but who fucking cares? The guy comes out as a girl. Who cares?
It's Bruce Jenner. He was on your Wheaties box as a kid.
Yeah. So what?
You want that on your Wheaties box? You really want that on your...
Is he on my Wheaties box now?
I don't know. Are you just saying, let it go? Let it go.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Let it go.
I don't want to kill the story.
But that's the shit that we all have to talk about. That's the good stuff. We could either be talking about Taliban, ISIS, the chick that won't stay in quarantine, or the fact that Bruce Jenner has titties. Which one of those do you want to...
Bruce Jenner has titties.
Bruce Jenner has titties. That's the name of the new podcast. That's the episode name right there. Bruce Jenner has titties.
That's funny. Yeah, he's that's I can't tell if he's transitioning into boobage or if he's just, you know, he's getting older. You know?
Think they're just moobs?
Things start to do things, you know.
Are they moobs?
They might be.
No, they're too. Don't look at that picture.
I'm trying to stop
staring
at it.
You're trying to picture him naked. I know what you're doing over there. You're a little...
He would look good in this shirt, is what he I'm would... saying.
He's the only one that would look good in that shirt.
He would look good in my bondage bijou shirt here. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. I love somebody circling all the areas of his body now. And
right. Is that TMZ? They've all tried to blow up.
This is Radar Online.
Yeah, that's the other.
Yeah.
Do you? Which of those sites do you follow? Let's talk about.
None.
I do TMZ, Radar. What else did I? I do Perez Hilton every once in a while. These are where I get my news sources from. Jezebel's another one.
Jezebel's a good one. I like Jezebel. I get stuff off of there a lot. Seriously, for my podcast, the news I Fox News.
Oh, fuck. No, really? Are you one of those?
No. But Fox News has just every once in a while, one of their stories is just off the wall.
Oh, true.
Because that's all
true.
We do.
Especially on the Five.
Yeah.
Like the Five,
yeah.
or Red Eye.
So that's all we do are off-the-wall stories. So it's that. There's UPI.com has an odd news story mm-hmm. section, and that one, there are some absolutely insane news stories on there. So that's
MSN.com has that same. Yeah. They do the weird. They have the weird section.
Right.
And I get a lot of stuff off of that.
But Nine News even. I go to the Nine News website sometimes and just try to find
bizarre stuff.
Local.
I just thought because there's so many people now that will just randomly slam Fox News just because they.
Oh yeah, no.
You know, it's a news source. I know people don't want to hear it, but like somebody just the other day posted about the picture of Hawaii, the lava.
Oh
the
yeah.
Lava eating Hawaii, and with the headline, Fox News says Obama does nothing to stop the lava. And I'm like, okay, please, you know, I get the joke, but you're trying really hard just to slam Fox News.
Yeah, that's all it is. I just actually posted that on Facebook last night. I said, I don't even have to watch the news to find out what the talking points are. I just sit and wait for memes to show up on Facebook. Because immediately it's just people arguing and they're always using the same phrases and words. I'm like, oh, that must be the new talking point on CNN, or that must be the new talking point on Fox.
This is the one thing I need to know to talk about, like the Ebola nurse that refuses to stay in quarantine.
Exactly. Yeah. Mike, you want to go for a bike ride? Come on.
Let's talk.
You're gonna let some pesky Ebola stop you?
Right. You want something that could kill the entire nation to stop you from riding the bicycle with your boyfriend, your fiance? Okay. Let's take a look at this. Here's my deal. She doesn't mind going to Africa to help. She doesn't mind going over there.
Bless her.
But she doesn't want to come back here and do anything to help. Does that make any sense at all? I mean, she knows she's supposed to be a nurse, qualified
right.
nurse. She understands there's a 21-day incubation, but she refuses to follow that. So it's kind of like, so you love them, but you hate us? You don't mind exposing us because you don't know yet?
She's not running around bleeding all over people, is she?
Yet, but she's going bike riding. What if she gets hit by a fucking car?
Then that car's got Ebola and we put it down.
See? Do you want to lose your car to Ebola?
Damn it, we lost another Buick today. This Ebola is killing our automotive
uh-huh.
industry.
So, now think of this, too. She is a self-centered bitch because she wants to, she does not want to follow the rule. 21 days. What's 21 days? You know, lay around the house. Watch some Oprah. You know? Eat some chocolate. Whatever. She just, but she's, I'm, no, fuck this, I'm going out. So doesn't her boyfriend, like, God, do I want to really get hooked up with this self-centered? Shouldn't he be seeing the red flags of his future?
Oh, yeah, at that point, he really should be, he should be packing his bags.
Yeah.
And go somewhere.
Because if she's doing that to the nation, thinks what she'll do to him once she gets a ring on her finger. 21 day incubation. That's, yeah, honeymoon.
Well, that would make a hell of a honeymoon, wouldn't it?
21 day quarantine.
Just Ebola. They could have an Ebola-themed wedding, though, now. That would be great.
And how would that go?
Well, I mean, everybody would have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to...
Are you on the bride side or the groom side?
As they're feeding the cake to each other, it's just hitting the face shield.
Are you afraid of the Ebola?
No, we talked about this last time. I don't care.
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yeah. No.
So you don't care. This is why this nurse story doesn't appeal to you at all either.
It's, you know, I understand where you're coming from, for sure. It does seem kind of shitty. Just 21 days.
It's 21 days, and you are a licensed medical professional.
You should know
should
this.
You know, you should know, and you should play along. I'm thinking they should just, like, take her license. You know, if you can't play by the medical rules... Then probably. What shortcuts are you taking elsewhere?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, exactly. No, that makes total sense. I think. Are we just?
Yes, I won one.
Let's just.
I'm gonna go on Facebook. So fuck all y'all. I won one.
I didn't know this was a debate show, man.
It's about bait.
It's to rebuttal.
It's a bait show. Do you prefer minnows, spinners, or worms?
What the hell would be? Did we talk about this last time about fishing in Alaska? I think we did.
Did we?
I don't know.
When you fish, what bait do you?
I'm trying to remember. It was the fish eggs. It was the
roe
for salmon. Yeah. So it's just a jar full of those
red eggs.
Barbs. Yeah.
I love those.
Oh man.
Oh, you could they're snack while you're fishing.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah. I think it's funny that they put on the can not for human consumption.
Yeah.
I don't know if you notice that it's on the bottle.
Is it really?
Yeah. Not for human consumption. So that means. Somebody somewhere pulled out some crackers and thought, I got caviar.
I only paid $3.99 for this caviar.
Beluga my ass. They just haven't used any of these red balls.
Yeah, that's what we would use.
Oh, good. See how we took that from a debate to bait. That made no sense at all. Okay.
I'm sure it did, though, at some point.
To somebody. Here's the deal. It's Halloween time. When I post this tonight, it's October the 30th.
Oh, God.
So tomorrow will be Halloween.
It's tomorrow.
You have been carving pumpkins.
Yes,
today.
I'm a pumpkin carving fool.
Are you a just jab a knife in the pumpkin, cut
no.
out triangle eyes?
Artistic.
Are you one of these?
Oh, yeah.
You put
the
stencil on it and it looks,
oh, no.
It looks like Justin Bieber's face
no,
when you're done.
No. I've got a white pumpkin. That I don't carve it at all. I just dig into it a little bit and then paint it black, and it looks like the Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas. I've got another pumpkin that's a large boy, and it's eating a smaller pumpkin inside of its mouth, and the little pumpkin in its mouth's like, oh no, Mr. Bill, kind of thing. And
you get all artistic.
Oh yeah,
like it, huh?
What do I got this year? Oh, I got the witch, a pumpkin laid down on its side, and it's got a snarled stem that'll be the witch's nose. And it's bubble. It's got all the growths all over it, so it looks like warts. Yeah. It's going to be good. My piece de resistance, oh man, is I love this one. I do it every year.
Okay.
It's I got to build a new box for it because my old box just fell apart. But I build a plexiglass box to put over a pumpkin. And it's just a gnarled, droopy pumpkin, and I carve the face out just like, it's all, you know, just like melting. And then... I crack open a glow stick and pour the juice all over it, and it glows, and then it's got a little radiation symbol on the,
oh, cool.
on the corner. So that's my fun one I do. So
cool.
That one's awesome.
So you don't go out and buy the stencil that you put on
no.
and kind of carve out all the...
No, I just come up with the stupid ideas and do it. And we drive... this year, we drove all the way up to Alt.
Alt?
To a pumpkin patch up there. We used to live in Greeley, so we... Go to that pumpkin patch in Alt all the time. And
how many pumpkins did you get?
Nine.
And you've carved how many of them?
5. I still got a few.
Because your kids carved some.
Yeah,
earlier.
The kids all carved theirs, and theirs are
already rotted.
Now they're
and
flat.
Leaking.
Yeah, pissing all over the porch. Yeah.
That's because there's a timing. I've noticed that from walking around the neighborhood that there's a timing to carving your pumpkins.
I couldn't say no anymore. They were just bugging. Like, fine, carve them. They'll be done before Halloween. But go ahead. So actually, there's a trick you can kind of keep them a little longer.
Oh, tell us, Pumpkin Master.
If you and I know, you know what? I don't even know if I want to tell you at this point because you're just going to give me loads of shit. I'll take it. I can take the heat.
All right, come on, Pumpkin Master.
You slather the inside after you carve it and all the openings that you've carved with Vaseline.
And this coming from a guy wearing a bondage t-shirt from a gay bar that's had to tell his kids to take doll parts. Out of their bus.
Slather it with Vaseline.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Did you learn that from like a Martha Stewart thing? Or where did you learn, hey, I bet if I put Vaseline on this,
you know,
it wouldn't hurt.
I happen to have some Vaseline and a pumpkin one night.
Uh-huh. I think there was a movie about that.
And I had that pumpkin for 4 or 5 nights, and I realized this keeps the pumpkin fresh. No, it was... I was like,
American pumpkin.
Why is
boy,
this?
What are you doing with that?
Why is this one eye hole of the pumpkin not rotting?
I'll let y'all figure that out.
How's that, internet fan that wanted dirty content?
I think
content?
We took this. I think that was Brian Burge, by the way. Brian.
Hey, y'all aren't on the radio. Talk about fucking pumpkins.
Yeah, well, there you go. And I think I just lost my preacher. I think seriously, he might have forgiven me for some of the language. And I think at this point, he's gone. And if he's not, he's going to lose his church. You can't listen past this point and continue to preach to people.
Sure you can.
You can't help people with their spiritual needs. Because obviously you must have your own spiritual needs that you're trying to fulfill.
Oh, shit.
You brought a whole new meaning to pumpkin chunking. You know that? I don't know if you've realized that at all.
I'm just here to open up minds.
I don't even think you carve it. I think you just cut a hole in it. I think the seeds are ribbed for your pleasure.
My buddy Don Morgan, he's a Denver comic, and he posted this picture of it was one of those internet memes. It's like, you know, the 1950s dad, you know, just cut one circular hole in the pumpkin. He says, "I'm done."
That's it.
I was like, "That's funny."
That's what I would do. That's I would just funny. Cut a hole in it, tell my dad I made him an ashtray. Isn't that what you always did as a kid? You made your dad ashtrays? I remember every dad smoked. So at Scouts or school, you made him an ashtray.
No.
I didn't make ashtrays. Never?
No.
You did macaroni art and stuff like that, though.
No,
right?
I made like the only ceramic thing I can remember was a hanging flower pot. Like it was flat, hung on the wall, and then had a little cup that you could. It was really ridiculous. Yeah.
Explains the t-shirt.
Yeah.
You gotta cup it,
like.
You gotta cup it. Yeah, I've only heard that used one other way before.
When somebody asks you where I can pour this delicious beverage, oh, you gotta cup that.
Yeah, right. So you didn't do any of that? I remember as a kid and just always turning something into a, you know, we have a pottery class. All right, you push a little dent, make a dent so it would hold the cigarette. Or you take a, there was one in Boy Scouts where you took bottle caps and you punched a hole in a bottle cap and you ran a wire through it so it made a bottle cap ring.
Okay.
And then you took aluminum foil or a mason jar, a mayonnaise jar cap, that metal cap, and you put it in the center and you made like
an ashtray. Very nice.
And that was in Scouts. I mean, that's all the old days, you just make stuff for your smoking daddy.
I think I missed out on all that. I never did the Scouts either, so.
What did you do instead?
I lived in Alaska. I had the real fucking.
Oh, you didn't
nature.
Have to work.
Just walked outside, and there's a bear.
There's a bear badge.
Yeah,
survival.
Yeah, I woke up.
So you watch the Alaska show on TV?
The only show I watch about Alaska on TV is Alaska State Troopers, and that's only to see people I knew in high school.
Handcuffed in
yes.
the back.
I knew that motherfucker was rotten. Well, yeah, no, it's that's seriously the only show I watched.
Well, there's one called Alaska: The Last Frontier. I think.
Right.
Have you seen the previews?
I've seen it on.
But
Netflix.
They make it look like living in Alaska is deadly from the second you open your eyes. You're falling through ice, and your horse is throwing you, and a bear is attacking you when you take your trash out. And
if you go, you know, outside of a city, yeah. But if you're in the city, it's in any town, it's not deadly dangerous.
Well, is there really cities? I've been to Alaska. It's towns.
It depends.
Ketchikan?
On this is the town of Parker. This technically isn't a city.
Well, this is true. I have to give it that. This is
a
town.
Yeah.
But what city can you think of? Anchorage is close to a city, but that's still a town to me.
No, Anchorage is the biggest city there. More than half the state's population lives in Anchorage.
Right, so that makes
Anchorage,
it a city?
Yeah, and Fairbanks.
It has, like, four-story buildings?
Well, that and running water and pavement.
Oh, yeah, okay. They got flushing toilets in our Anchorage.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I lived in a town called Peters Creek. which I moved from Eagle River to Peters Creek.
Is that where you learned to cup it?
That's where you learned to put things
Creek?
In a cup. Yeah, and that was we had two gas stations, a laundromat, a trading post, and a sandwich shop, like a Subway shop. Not mm-hmm. Subway, but like a, you know, just somebody's van that would sell sandwiches. Right. No, it was some restaurants, like, you know, deli sandwiches. But
two gas stations.
That was it. Yeah, no, I don't even think we had a stoplight. We might have had one stoplight in that town.
So you lived the simple life.
I did.
And you enjoyed it. That's where people learn to live and accept, you know, just life. And
yeah.
Sitting on the porch and you want to play some checkers and, you know.
That's where you learn if the bowl is going to get you, it's going to have to come and find you.
So you really liked Northern Exposure.
I hated that show.
What? Come on now.
I hated that show.
That was one of the best shows on TV.
I hated that show for several reasons. One, I don't know, I just never got into it. And then two, as I got older, I realized it was filmed in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And as an Alaskan, you don't like that. You don't like people portraying Alaska. Come to Alaska and film it up there.
Well, maybe they did. They was like, fuck it, this is cold.
Yeah, nobody films in Alaska. So they don't want to fucking go up there. It takes too long to get there. It's too... You know,
well,
to there, whatever.
There was a rumor that I had heard years ago is that the producers of Northern Exposure had actually gone through here in Colorado. They were looking at some of the smaller towns here.
That makes sense.
And St. Elmo, Colorado, and Salida, and those kind of.
Okay, yeah.
They were just looking for something, and they ended up going with Washington.
I get when I get up into the mountains, I get homesick because it does start to remind me of you know, places in Alaska.
But you didn't love the whole weirdness story of, you know, the small town doctor, the lady that ran the general store. It was almost like Twin Peaks without the real freakiness.
Yeah, see, I loved Twin Peaks, though.
They're bringing it back.
I saw that. And Nick Gossert had the best comment on Facebook on that. He goes, "Is now a bad time to mention that the cast of Twin Peaks has aged horribly?" It's not going to be the same show. It's going to be a freak show if they bring back the same cast.
Ooh.
They're all really... Have you seen some of them?
Oh, I know. I hadn't thought... Well, I know the woman is dead. The woman that... No, that was thinking of Northern Exposure again.
Oh, okay.
The store owner. No, let's see. The FBI agent...
Yeah.
...that was in the stripper movie. What was that? Striptease. What's his name? He was in Dune.
Yeah, he was in Dune. Oh, God. Kevin... Oh, Jesus. Now you're killing me, Smalls.
Anyway, he hasn't aged too bad because he was on How I Met Your Mom as the captain.
Oh, okay. I'm IMDb-ing it right now because it's driving me crazy.
Laura is dead, so it doesn't matter.
Laura Palmer's never coming back. Kyle MacLellan.
Yeah, him.
There you go.
And and then there was the girl.
That's it.
I can't remember her name from the dark-haired girl.
I'm trying to look up Lara Flynn Boyle. She's the one that's just completely.
Oh, she looks completely different.
Lost her
she's
fucking
had,
mind.
She went with a Renee Zellweger. I've changed my freaking face.
Yeah, she's.
Yeah. She has gone from attractive to what the fuck?
Oh yeah, she was super hot, and then it was like, hey,
what do you think happened? Was that a mental snap, or was that just a bad surgeon? Was that because look at the before and after? Why would you even think I need to change anything?
Oh, exactly. I mean, there to there.
Right.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Or maybe she was like, I'm tired of being attractive. I don't want people. I want people to leave me alone. What about Renee Zellweger? You saw her pictures now, right?
I did.
She's completely like, you don't even look like the same person. It's one thing to get tightened and pull like your balls, but it's another thing to just not look the same.
Picking up on a theme of the show today. Is it because I wore the shirt?
I think it might have been. I think it was just when you pointed out that Bruce Jenner has been pulled and tugged.
I she looks okay. She doesn't look. See, like, Lara Flynn Boyle looks freaky weird.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger doesn't look odd. She just doesn't
now look
she
like
she
somebody's
used to.
Mom. Not that that's a bad thing. Why do you always have to say that, too?
Not that's
a bad thing. But she has that I'm a mom look about her. You know what I mean?
Which is awesome. I am all on board with the mom thing.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
The mom jeans? Like the high waist, button front look?
Oh, come on now.
Uh-huh.
Slow down. Pulling up in a minivan? Yeah. What do you say we rock out to some Rat?
Is that the first thing you look for in a woman is a car seat?
Ah, that's funny.
That's why a guy should always walk a woman. If you're at a bar, if you're still single, walk a woman to her car.
Yeah.
Not because you're a gentleman, just because you want to see if there's a baby
there's
seat
a car
in there.
Seat in there. Yeah, that's all right.
Did you? Yeah. You're all right with that? Because that means they put out?
No, that's not it at all. I don't know what it is. The mom thing's kind of a hit with
me. I remember when I was single, and you always, you could be having a good time and having a conversation, and you just dreaded the C word. The, you know, well, I've got to get home. I've got a kitten. You know, you just wanted to stop any word. Chili on the stove? Just cotton that needs to be picked, you know, just anything, but I've got kids,
right?
You know, you just tried to interrupt it with, please let there be something after I got to get home. I've got,
I got cancer.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say a kid. Woo.
Cancer we can deal with.
A kid we're stuck with.
Oh, my God.
Can't get that removed.
No. These kids will kill you.
But, as you know, we love our own kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
other kids, fuck.
Right. And this is probably a very touchy subject right here, because I've never brought this up, but let's do it as two guys sitting here talking. Don't you think too many women went through a period of, I'm just going to have a baby, I'm just going to do it, I'm not with the guy, I'm just going to have a baby, and then go, I can't find a good guy? Because not too many guys really just want to take on somebody else's kid.
Yeah, there's not too many guys that have that, I just want to find that woman with the perfect kid.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the perfect kid. God bless a guy that can do that. But I think women didn't go through thinking out well of, you know what I mean?
Sitting around one afternoon just covered in fucking Cheetos playing Xbox. But like, you know what? I really kind of feel parental.
God, I wish I could find a woman with four kids.
Wish I could raise somebody right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
So do you remember that period in time? Like there was a...
Oh, yeah,
It just seemed like everybody was having a kid. I don't care if I have a husband. I'm not waiting until I find the man. I got to... But
well, that's when babies were the new black.
Is that what it was? Wow. You said Michael Powell at Comedy Buffet.
It was really funny. Until it got to this side of the pop filter.
But it came out of you, in your head, rolling around. It was hysterical.
As soon as I heard it in my own headphones.
You went, oh, shit.
My God. damn, there it is. There it is.
You can't have unwed and black in the same sentence.
That's at the Comedy Buffet on Twitter. Feel free to send me some hate mail. I love it.
But do you think guys did go through that whole, like, there was a period of, like, God, I'm just looking for somebody that doesn't have a kid?
Well, I think guys are still doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a... I don't know. The dating is bizarre.
I just think it's so weird when you'd hear people, or so odd, you'd hear these girls talk about, we never see his father because he's an asshole. I don't ever, because he's an asshole. Didn't you know that before you got knocked up? I mean, shouldn't there... Remember the whole concept of getting to know somebody before you had their baby? Remember that whole kind of... Because there was so much of this you hear now of like, well, God, we're not together because he's an asshole. Well, didn't you...
Yeah, that is kind of the point, right? To get past that.
Past that point that you know whether he's an asshole or not, and then maybe I should...
Before you start making other little assholes.
Exactly. Exactly. I guess I'm still in that, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes... Remember that whole...
Oh, yeah,
then
yeah.
comes the baby carriage, right?
Yeah.
That's old school.
That's very old school. That's actually, I was thinking about that last night. That's so weird. I really was. Like, it was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm working, and I just was thinking about that, about how we've gone from, you know, the courtship and, the, you know, asking for your hand in marriage and stuff to,
right,
you know, posting naked pictures of yourself all over the place.
Yeah, that's how you.
Like, it was a weird. It was a. Was like,
can I
that's
call you?
So strange.
Well, why don't I text you a picture of my junk?
Be like, you know, Mary Lou, I'd love to take you two to dance on Saturday.
Oh, let me ask my daddy to see if it's okay.
Here's a picture of my dick. That's
well, that's
technology is okay, a wonderful thing, is what I'm trying to say.
Here's the difference. Let's when you and I were younger and in school, a girl might slip you a note.
Yeah.
Or a guy might have one of those little things you put on your finger and go, pick a number, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You had to draw pictures of your penis.
Yes. Yes.
Now the camera lies.
And then in the old days, girls would discuss, though. He sent you a note.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He might like you. Oh, what do you think? Did he call you? Yes, but it was too late. My mom wouldn't let me talk on the phone.
Circle one. Yes circle. Or no.
Okay, and what do you get now? Look, he sent me a picture of his junk.
Yeah.
I think he likes you. See how it's speeded up the whole...
I don't think he likes me that much.
I can tell.
You're like, no, baby, that was just the before.
That's the before. This is the why I like you picture.
I couldn't get a wide-angle lens. See?
You know, that sounded good in your headphones.
Yeah. It's at the Comedy Buffet on Twitter.
Now,
I'll take your hate mail.
Your kids... what do you have? Boys, girls?
Two girls and a boy.
Okay, now let's talk. See, would you feel... How do you feel about this in today's context?
A little bit weirded out.
Now the cat's trying to get your attention. Cat's reaching up at you.
My 10-year-old, my oldest daughter, we just got her a cell phone.
Uh-huh.
And I went ahead and...
Did you get a jitterbug?
No.
Because that's all they need. That's really what kids.
It is a cheap ass phone, and it's a pay as you go. She has a set number of data minutes that she can use, and you know,
is there a picture text camera on it?
Oh yeah.
Say,
but
isn't that just looking for some type of trouble?
What I did was I allowed her to have a Instagram account.
Uh-huh.
Because so far, as far as I can tell, Instagram's fairly heavily regulated.
Oh, it is. It is.
So it's not like Twitter, which is basically just, you know,
a
new porn stash. That's all Twitter's become.
Has it?
Oh, there's porn all over the place on Twitter. So, yeah. But anyway.
You digress.
I digress. That's where I learned about the Vaseline and the pumpkin, by the way. No. But so I allowed her to have the Instagram account because she really wanted one. And I set it up for her so I know her password,
right?
You know, username. I can log in and I can shut it down whenever I want to.
Uh-huh.
I followed her,
right?
And she follows me, so I can keep track of what she's posting. And
but that's not the pictures that's coming in and out of her phone, though.
No.
How are you going to check those?
I just get on the phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then what happens with Daddy? That's my privacy. You're invading my privacy.
Yeah. No. There's no privacy when it came out of my wallet.
Good. You're one of those parents.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always hear people, why would you go in their room? It's
because I own it.
I own it. I'm always amazed by people that don't snoop in their kid's room.
Oh, yeah.
I'm totally amazed by it. That's you're invading your child's private. Your kid has no privacy and should have no privacy.
They want privacy. Go buy your own house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pay rent. Get your food.
Yeah.
Get some Vaseline and a pumpkin.
good times. Good times. Yeah, no, that's all the way. I check her phone. I mean, she doesn't.
But your kids are still young. Yeah,
they're still
young. Except at this age, 10 is the new 13, and you know that in a way.
Yes,
because they're exposed a lot more than we ever were. And you know, my sister, 9 or 10, was still trying to build a Barbie house out of cardboard boxes, and you know,
yeah,
not like I want to be like Kim Kardashian when I grow up.
I am so glad that's never been uttered in my house.
Yet.
No. I don't even know if they know who Kim Kardashian is, really.
That's because they watch it over at a friend's house.
No, I don't let them leave the house.
Matter of fact, my daughter is chained in her room with a camera.
I actually said that to her once. I got mad. Did I tell you about that? I got mad and told her to sit on that couch. She's like, when can I get up? When can I get off the couch? So when your husband comes and gets you. I'm done with you.
We did that to my son, who one night was, when he was young, 5, 7, something like in that gap, of constantly getting up and getting out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly getting up and getting out of bed. I made him stay up, sit on the couch. You sit on the couch. And every time he'd start to fall over like he was asleep, hey, you want to stay up? You stay up. And it was just, I want to go to bed. No. So
basically he has chronic insomnia now.
He might. I hadn't thought about that. But that really was the last time we fought about
don't
get out of bed again.
That's the way to do it.
You want to be up? I'll show you. You're going to stay up. You will go to bed when I go to bed.
That's kind of a better way to handle, you know, rather than the getting caught smoking and smoke the whole pack kind of thing.
Right.
This is just the friendlier version of that.
Right. This wasn't the, I caught you biting your sister, so I'm going to bite you.
Man, I wanted to do that, but I just couldn't face the child services.
Well, that's the new deal.
Yeah.
I got bit when I was a kid.
I
did. I bit my sister. My mom bit me, and you learned that
fucking hurts.
How's it feel? That's what it feels like.
Exactly. So I'm terrified of that now. It's the way we were raised. This, you can't even pretend to raise your kid like that anymore.
And we wonder why there's drive-by shootings.
Well, because there's too
many. Did I make a big leap there?
Because there's too many guns in this country. Let's be
Christ,
honest.
There we go. Can't talk about this. This is a remasculate show. This isn't Pussyville. This is where you talk about. We should give up our guns. We should understand the trials and tribulations of other people of the world. We should. I want to go back to the days when America was. Yeah, this is so funny. And today I heard this in Target. Not Target, Walmart. Sorry. I got uppity for a second. I went to both. But this was in Walmart where I heard it. They were looking at T-shirts. And this guy pulls it. It was an American flag kind of design on a shirt. And he goes, you should get this. He goes, fuck that. I'm ashamed of my country. I don't want to. And he went off of this whole thing of why he wouldn't want to wear. I don't want people to think that I'm like, what? I'd never heard kids talk like that before.
Wow.
Of that. Is that a new mentality of they've been told so bad that we're horrible?
Oh, yeah. We're awful.
We're awful. And
I mean, all we do is
invade other countries,
and
force our will,
steal
on
their
them.
Oil, and then, you know, somehow manage to still pay $4 a fucking gallon for gasoline. But now that we've got all this oil, but yeah,
but
we're horrible, Steve.
We're horrible. I don't want to wear something like that.
My God, just.
But I'd never. I almost just wanted to go. What to the kid? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I wanted to go off on my little Fox News rant. You know?
Yeah, I. Yeah, that's the thing, I don't understand it, because you know, people. If you don't like the neighborhood you live in, you move out. You don't like the state you live in, you find another state. Guess what? There's other countries.
You're
too.
Walking on the fighting side of me, as Merle Haggard used to say.
Just go over there and find out how great it is in the other countries.
And then you can't come back.
And then you're done. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I love that whole new thing. If they go over there and fight with ISIS, do we allow them to come back? No. No, because there's those teenage girls. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, yeah, they got caught in, where'd they get to, Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we want to come home. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You kind of showed your hand.
That's kind of, yeah, right.
Showed you.
I'm all in. Oh, shit.
Oh, wow, that was a losing hand.
Shouldn't have went in on those twos.
We went over there, and I think there were some girls from the UK that went over. One got pregnant. They became the wives. Do you see that?
No.
The two or three girls from the UK went over. They were 17, 16, 17, and were going to fight with ISIS, and one of them got pregnant, and one of them got killed in fighting, and the other was like, I want to come home, Mama, I want to come home. You're like,
So these girls are going over to a country that just hates and demoralizes women.
Yeah. But they get caught up in the whole social media
When did that become
fighting for a cause? And
when did that become a fucking thing to get back? Just go back to the tramp stamps, ladies.
Right.
Jesus Christ, if you want to piss your dad off,
get a tramp stamp.
Stay in the country,
don't
at least.
Go fight for ISIS.
God.
Tramp stamps are good because it helps you find out, like, oh, I bet she does butt stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to.
I'm a fan of the tramp stamp and the back tattoos because it just gives me something to focus on.
You don't just lay a magazine up there like you do at the gym? You just
Well, I'm classy. It's the Wall Street Journal.
Oh, yeah. Just kind of turn the page.
Got to see what my stocks are doing.
Yeah. I get like four or five sentences in and I'm done. I'm not saying I'm fast.
It's a Dr. Seuss book. I can never get past Hop on Pop.
Are you my Are you my mom?
Oh.
Well, we're about tortured an hour here. We've just about tortured it. I never got around to asking you the question that I wanted to ask.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
About another question. Now the cat is in my lap.
Hold on, let me get a picture of that.
Okay. Another question that was written to me. I should do that. I've never done listener mail on this podcast. I probably at some point.
That's a fun thing to do. Yeah,
you do it on yours.
Yeah,
because I always get. I read them and then I go, oh yeah, I'll talk about it. Then I don't remember who asked me.
Right.
But somebody was like, why don't you quit doing the tiki stuff if you're going to do the remasculate? And it wasn't worded exactly like that. It was kind of like, explain to me how remasculate ties in with the Hawaiian theme that you like.
Ah.
And I'm like, well, I don't really know. I just know that I love the name Remasculate. My friend and I, Jeremy Padgett, who's a producer on the Mixed Morning Show, he and I came up with the Remasculate podcast years ago before he got in trouble and had to stop doing it because the radio station made it.
Oh, okay.
So then when I took over, I thought, well, what can it be the theme of the podcast? I love Hawaii, and no one's doing the Hawaii kind of thing. So I started doing that. So in my head, the tie-in is I always thought of Hawaii being manly and sailors and tattoos. And, do you see how that kind of goes together?
Yeah.
The pirates, the Sailor Jerry kind of.
Exactly, yeah. The whole tiki theme is always cocktails and just fun and
right lounge things thing. and
that's definitely manly. Oh shit.
Wow,
are we still going?
I think we're still going, but the cat, did you hear it?
Yeah.
Took the headphones out. But I think that's, I can't even hear myself now.
Uh-oh.
Are you out?
No, I'm still going.
Okay, well, my headphones are out. I don't know what he did there. Anyway, it's the tie-in. As the cat wrapped up the podcast for us. I guess that is the manliness of the tiki, the tattoos, the Hawaii. It's a place you want to go when you're a guy for a
right.
good time.
Exactly.
You think of Hawaiian islands and the hula girls and the
surfing. And
yeah.
The, yeah. That's, yeah. Plus, Tiki's a god.
True.
There is, so, you know.
Right.
We all know that gods are men, so.
And I did find out just recently that the ukulele has become very popular in the hipster culture.
Of course it has.
Did you know this? No. You did not know this? You're not,
that's how much of a hipster I am.
You're not spending enough time on Twitter. Because somebody posted the other day and said something like, I wish I loved anything as much as hipsters love a ukulele. So right. I had to Google to see what that meant. And apparently the ukulele has become a very popular instrument in this new move.
There's no... So, I just don't understand the hipster movement at all.
You don't?
No, I mean,
what actually is the hipster movement? Skinny jeans, a beard,
you don't like stuff?
What is the actual hipster?
I was talking to somebody about this the other night. Hipsters are just it's now transcending itself. I mean, there's no defined hipster anymore. Like, anybody – that's just a thing now, wearing the skinny jeans and having the beards and you know – crazy shirts, the fucking Walmart wolf t-shirts,
right.
You know.
Uh-huh.
But everybody's doing that, so you can't go, oh, that guy's a hipster because he's doing that. No, now hipsters become a trend, which that's what the whole start of hipsters were, was the anti-trend.
Right.
You know. But it's always the only liking things that nobody else likes. That's basically the root of being the hipster. You only drink the beer that nobody else drinks. You only listen to the music that nobody else really listens to.
Like PBR. Explain to me PBR.
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom Ribbon Beer was almost extinct, like the dodo bird.
Oh, yeah. And hipsters brought that beer back.
And the other day, we're sitting at a coffee shop down here, Bardo's downtown, liquor store next door. This guy walks out with like a 24-pack of PBR.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at him. He's got this tight color jeans on,
yep.
Beard, flannel shirt.
Yep.
There's their customers. That's...
Thank you, hipsters, because now we have to pay $4 for a pint
for
of
shitty
PBR.
Beer. We got $1 beers. Yeah, that's what they've always been. Always.
Yeah. So it's...
It's kind of the same thing back like when the 80s, when the punk movement kicked in, when they would wear stuff like... Fuck conformity.
Yeah, yeah.
They all had it on. So they all conformed to non-conformity.
Conformity, yeah. What was it? Non-conformity through solidarity or something?
Yeah.
I mean...
Whatever that meant.
Yeah, it's... Every movement eventually just...
Gets wiped out.
Dies out. Yeah. Yeah.
Well...
Every movement goes the way of Great White and Tesla.
Wow.
By that I mean all movements will eventually
come to an end.
Kill their audience members in a fire. That's terrible.
God. That's Whitesnake.
That was Whitesnake.
That was Whitesnake.
That was Whitesnake.
Get your bands right.
I fucked that joke up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, Michael, thanks for coming down and fucking up the podcast.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm glad I could make it saucy this time.
I'm glad you could do it. And now that you know, you'll have to send this to Succotash.
I'll do that again, yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah.
You should cut out a chunk of this, maybe the stretchy balls part, or the story about you. That's a – them's eating wieners.
Them's eating wieners.
Whatever. You get that part in there. All right, tell people how to find you on the intranet.
Just Google The Comedy Buffet, all one word, and you'll be able to find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Still working on trying to get the podcast back up, but, you know, times is tight.
Times is tight.
I had to buy a lot of Halloween costumes and pumpkins lately, so, yeah. Should be another few weeks, and we'll get that back up and running. Then you can just go to thecomedybuffet.com once that's back up and firing off again.
Sweet, sweet. Well, thanks for doing this. We'll have you on again. Well, maybe until you get your podcast back up and running, I'll just have you drop in and keep I'll keep your podcast semi-alive.
I will,
by doing this.
I would love it, and I am more than happy to be Ben Roy Sloppy Seconds.
Well, thank you. All right, till next time, God bless America. Go listen to some Oak Ridge Boys. I bid you adieu.